व्यवीह सकर्ण संख्या भागः ഭാഷ്യകാരംഭ്യതീശ്വരിഭാവ്യച്ചാന്തകൗമുദീയത്തെ Again, Vibhakti Samipa Ityadi Jaha Adhitam. We saw that an Avyaya can combine with the Subanta in any of the meanings indicated by the Sutra, and that would form an Avyayibhava Samasa. Avyayibhava is Yadhikare Eva Anyani Sutra Anishanti Anyani Adhya Adhiyanta. Slide number 2. യഥാദൃശ്യേ So, Anyama Sutra, if you remember the kinds of sutras, Samyasa Parivhashaja, Vidhir Niyama Evasa, Adhidesho Hikarashta, Shadriham Sutra Mutyate. There are six kinds of sutras. Yes, this is what kind which belongs to the Niyama Sutra. Siddhaya Sati Arabhyamana Vidhihi Niyama Aya Bhavati. So, Niyama Sutra is one which limits or defines the limitation for a karya which is already happening. For example, yatha iti avyayam. Yathartha api yaha jyataha. Vyogyata vita padartha api vakti sadrishyani yathartha api uchita. Eja artheshu avyayam vibhakti sanipa ityadi sutra naiva. Yatha iti avyayam api samasam prapnoti. Hintu anena uchyate asadrishye eva yatha shabdaha samasyate. Arthata sadrishya arthe. So there are four meanings for yatha. In those listings of sadrishya, yada yatha shabdasya sadrishya arthe prayogaha, tada samasaha na bhavati. So it will not enter into a samasa in the sense of sadrishya. Tadeva tatra udaharanam anyadeva dattam. Kim dattam harina hareha sadrishyam sahari iti dattam. Yatha iti shabdasya sadrishya arthe samasaha na bhavati. इति अस्य सूत्रस्य अर्थः द वर्ड यथा विज नॉट गेट समास व्हेन इट इज यूज्ड इन द सेंस ऑफ सादृश्य तेन इह न यथा हरि तथा हरः राइट हरि सो इज हर अतः यथा शब्दस्य सादृश्य अर्थे प्रयोगः यथा इंडिकेट्स द सादृश्य ऑफ हरि विद हर हरेः उपमानत्वम् उपमान इज वन दैट टू विच समथिंग इज कंपेयर्ड So, yatha shabdha jyotayati. Yatha is indicating that Hari is the upamana and Hara is being compared to Hari. This in he is sadrisha. Sadrisha asti iti jyotayati. Ataha asin patthe yatha Hari iti samasaha na bhavati. So, here yatha Hari iti vakye eva prayogaha samasaha na bhavati sadrisha asti yatha shabdhasya. तेन सादृश्य इति वा यथार्थ इति वा प्राप्तं निषिध्यते सो इन दिस केस देयर आर टू वेज एज वी सॉ सादृश्य कम ट्वाइस इन दैट सूत्र वन इज यथार्थत्वेन यदा सादृश्यं तदा सादृश्यस्य प्राधान्यं हरेः सादृश्यम् इत्यर्थे समासः भवति हरिणा सदृशः इत्यर्थे गुणभूते इति सादृश्ये सादृश्य ग्रहण समासः भवति इति दृष्टम् सत्या सदृशः हरिणा सदृशः इत्यपि समासः भवति सो बोथ दोस काइंड्स ऑफ समासः विल नॉट हैपन सो व्हेन यथा इज यूज्ड इन सादृश्य अर्थ देयर इज नो समासः दैट इज व्हाट यथा असादृश्य इति उक्तत्वात् सादृश्य अर्थे यदा यथा शब्दः उपयुज्यते तदा समासः न भवति नेक्स्ट लाइन Slide number 3. යාවත අවධාරණේ ඉතිඑකම සුත්තම් යාවත ඉති අපේ පරද්‍රයම් විද්‍යතේ යාවත අවධාරණේ ඉති සොලිචිත දසන ගිව් සූත්‍රාර්ථ විකස් දෙනස් නොවන වෘත්තියන්ට සූත්‍රාර්ථ ශුද්ධ වී වෙරි ඔබ්වියස් අවධාරණේ යාවත සමස්තේ සහ වීභාවහ ඉත්‍යස්සහ අවධාරණම් නාමකින් ඉති ව්‍යාඛ්‍යානේ දෘශ්‍යත ඉතින් සීස් අන්ද කන යත්තා පරිච්ඡේදේ ගමියේ යත්තා this much a measure okay avadhanana is to say it is this much to say with certainty so yatta parichede gamye yavad ityavyam samasyate the word yavad the avyaya yavad yavad is a two things it is an avyaya called yavad there is also a sadhidanta word which is like a kubanta yavan yavantav yavantaha iti sarvani rupani iti sarvani so there are two kinds of yavat so yavat iti abhyayam samasyate the word yavat when it is used to define a quantity yatta paricheda is to define a quantity some amount sada tasya samasaha bhavati saha vibhavaha and that will be a vibhava යාවන්තහ ශ්ලෝකාහ තාවන්තහ අච්චිත ප්‍රණාමාහ සච්චිත ප්‍රණාමාහ සැලුටේෂන්ස් අච්චිත how many इति ප්‍රශ්නේ යාවන්තහ ශ්ලෝකාහ අර්ථනි ශ්ලෝකස් අර්ථය so there is a particular set it has 30 ශ්ලෝකස් so for each shloka we go down to අච්චිත इत्यर्थे යාවන්තහ ශ්ලෝකාහ here යාවත් ශ්ලෝකම් इति සමාසහ The samasa is yavat shlokam. The word yavat is combined in the shloka. So, together the samasa gives you a measure of the number of achyuta pranamaha. Yavat shlokam. As many shlokas are there. So, it is a measure of something. So, asin arthe yavat iti avyayasya shloka shabdena saha samasa kriyate yavat shlokam iti samastam padam. යාවත් ශ්ලෝකම් අච්චිත ප්‍රණාමාහ इति ප්‍රයෝගය. නෝ අවධාරණේ කිං? වෛරතිසේ අවධාරණ. අවධාරණ means when there is a definite measure of something. So there is a definite number of shlokas and a definite number of අච්චිත ප්‍රණාමාහ. කිංතු යාවත් දත්තම් තාවත් භුක්තම් इति යදා උච්චතේ. So he ate whatever was served. යාවත් දත්තම් whatever was given he ate. తత్ర యావత్ ఇత్యనేన ఇయత్తా నగమ్యతే ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ ఇండికేట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ హౌ మచ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వాస్ గివెన్ హి ఏట్ తదాతు అవధారణం నాస్తి ఇత్యతః అస్మిన్ అర్థే అథవా అస్మిన్ ప్రయోగే సమాసః న భవతి సో వెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ అవధారణ ఎన్ ఇండికేషన్ ఆఫ్ అ స్పెసిఫిక్ మెజర్ తస్మిన్ అర్థే యావత్ ఇది అవ్యయం సమస్యతే అవేభావ సమాసస్య భవతి యావత్ శ్లోకం There is a sandhi here. I am not sure how aware you are of sandhi. Yavat shlokam ityatra kaha sandhi hi jayate va. There is a chutva sandhi. Not chutva sandhi. Chatva. Okay. Can be writing chatva sandhi. No, there is chutva and also chatva. Yavad shlokam. Yavad shlokam is the kind of thing. Adav shakarasya yogena yavad shlokam. Chutva sandhi hi bhavati. Soshtrinashtri huvitsanena. Yavad shlokam itisthate chatvam bhavati. Sorry, chatvam. Karita is an error tattvam. You have yavachi, shlokam. And then the shakara is converted to shakara by shashthoti. Chattva sandhi, we call it chattva sandhi. So, we have three sandhis inside that. There is shukva, followed by chattva, followed by chattva. The three sutras operating. Yavachi shlokam, iti shlokam. So, you see, samate, సంధి కార్యం నిత్యం సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ద సంధి ప్రాపర్లీ విదిన్ సమాసం ఓకే Moving on to the next sutra and the next slide. Fourth one. Supratina matrathe. The agreement sutra. Supratina matrathe. Sup nama subantam. Savartham subantam. Matrathe. Matram nama atra lesaha. Little ityarthe. Lesharthe vidyamanena. Prati ityavyayena. Pratina is combined with avyaya called prati. It indicates little. Lehathe vidyamanena. Prati ityavyayena samasyate. Saha avyayi bhavaha. It is sutrartha. Sutra means a subanta will combine with prati. So, and that prati indicates the sense of little. Ityarthe prati ityavyayena samasyate. Saha avyayi bhavaha. Shakasya lesaha. A few vegetables, a very little amount of vegetables is there. Shakasya iti subantam. So, idam subantam, prati iti avyayena saha samasyate. So, you have shaka, nas, prati. Subodhadu prati parikayoho iti ayena, prateyasya lopaha. Shaka, prati. And you know why? Prati is not getting purvanipata. Prati ityasya purvanipata ha na bhavati. Eto he asmin sutre su pratina matrathe ityatra. Prathamanirdishtatvat, sup iti prathamantam, subantam iti. So prathamanirdishtatvat, subantasya upasarjana samya bhavati. Prathamanirdishtam samasa upasarjanam ityanena, subantasya upasarjana samya, tasyaiva upasarjanam purvam iti purvanipataha. So the subanta will be heard first and it becomes shaka prati. And then you have supratyaya and the supratyaya gets deleted. So antivam rupa, okay, shaka prati ityeva bhavati. Matrathe kim? Itse lesharthe yada prati ityavyayam asti tadaiva asya sutrasya pravruttih. Anyesho artheshu yada yatha reetsarthe yadi prati ityavyayasya prayogah. Vriksham vriksham prati ityavyate vidyate tatra vriksha prati iti na bhavati. Because this here prati is not used in the sense of lesha. Matrathe prati ityavyasya prayogah nasti. Yavachyokam shakaprati iti sarvani padani nakum sakalinga. As soon as we do avyayibhavashtya ityanena nakum sakastam bhavatyeva. All avyayibhava samasas are nakum sakas. Agrimam sutram, slide 5. Akshisalaka sankhyaha parinam. Paratvayam vidyate. Akshisalaka sankhyaha parinam. So, ete shabdaha. Whatever the word. Aksha shabdaha. Shalaka shabdaha. Sankhyamataka shabdaha. And the word which indicates number. Ete shabdaha parinam. Pari iti avyayenaha samasyante. Saha avyayibhavaha. And that will be an avyayibhava. अतः एक वाक्य कम विचित्र युद्ध व्यवहारे पराजये एवं अवार्यम समाता हा। तो वाक्य का करा एल द कॉन्टेक्स्ट इन इस तरह समाता इस यूज़। युद्ध व्यवहारे इन गैम्बलिंग पराजये व्हेन अ पर्सन हैज बीन डिफीटेड तदाइव अयम समाता हा। वी स्टिल डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द कॉन्टेक्स्ट फुली सो द बालमनोरमा द कमेंटरी गिव्स इट वेरी क्लियरली He says, idam dyutam tavat panchabhihi akshaihi sanatabhirva bhavati. A dyuta, a gambling, it is played with five dice. Aksha is dice, shalaka is also a kind of stick which is used for, it dala in Kannada. So it is the thing which you use for gambling, the instrument, like dice. It is called aksha or shalaka. So the rules of this game is, yadi akshaha shanakaha va krishnaha, completely all of them, uttanaha avancho va patanti. So they are either upward or downward. There are two sides. When you are playing with the kind, not the kind of dice, which has six sides. This particular one has only two sides. Okay. So either all of them fall upside down or downward up, whichever you say, there are two sides. So when all of them fall, such that they are all on the same side, tada patayita jayati, then the one who played the dice will win. Anyatha parajayate. So otherwise he loses. So that is the particular kind of game in dice that he is talking about. Now, with this context, Akshayana Viparitam Vrittam. So it was reversed by one Aksha, one dice. Tada Aksha iti Pari ityanena samasyate. Aksha Pari iti prayogaha. Aksha Pari means he lost a lot due to one Aksha ityarthaha. Due to one dice. One dice was not, a dice was not falling the right way. तेन निमित्तेन सह पराजयं प्राप्तवान् अतः एव द्योतव्यवहारे पराजये एव अयं समासः इति उच्यते एवं शलाकया विपरीतं वृत्तं शलाकापरि हि लास्ट् बै शलाका एकेन विपरीतं वृत्तं सो एंड हियर संख्यावाचक शब्दः सो वन हि लास्ट् बै वन वन लाइफ और शलाका अक्षा और शलाका एवं सो एकपरि द्विपरि त्रिपरि एवं रूपाणि भवन्ति द्विपरि इज हि लास्ट् बै टू That is, two of them were not the right way. Ityadi arthe. So, samasa with very limited usage. And this is one of the sutras which gives an indication of something, some loka vyavahara during Paninian time. So, yeah, there are many cases where you can get social or historical significance of Paninian sutras. I mean, obviously the sutras reflect the samaja which was there at his time. So, but this is not yeah, you can say it, but Nandashapari, Shatapari, or it could even be Sahasrapari if you are looking at cricket sometime. Shalaka Pari. Gostriyoka Sarjanasya applies. Question is, why has he not applied Gostriyoka Sarjanasya? It applies only when the three Pratyayamsa words is at the end of the Satiparika. The Sutrartha says, Go Ityantam Atha Sri Pratyayamtam Pratiparikam. The Pratiparika, that is the Samasta Pada, should end with the Sri Pratyaya word. It is only when the Subanta comes last. After Uttara Pada, you have the application. Rather, Purva Pada Bhavati, Tada Hasvaha, Tena Sutrena Na Bhavati. Prati Parikasya Ante, Eri Sri Kratraya Anta Masti. This is Samasta Parasya Ante, Tada Iva Satya Prayoga. So the next sutra, Shastham Prishtham, Vibhasha, Adhikara Sutram. Asin Kare Ekarasram Sutram and this is called Mahavibhasha. Okay. So Mahavibhasha is because the Vibhasha is a long one. Vibhasha means option and this option it occupies Ikarabhya Krishnam Samasa Prakaranam Vyatnoti. The entire Samasa Prakarana is covered by the Adhikara called Vibhasha and this is referred to among Payakaranas as Mahavibhasha. So starting here 211 Tarthe Dvandvaha iti Antimam Samasa Vibhayakam Sutram. That is the last sutra which is Samasa. So, Dvitiya Adhyayase Dvitiya Pade Unatrimshatramam Sutram. Tavatparyantam Vibhasha iti Adhikaraha Yajyati. So, in this Adhikara, what does it mean? It just means all Samasas are optional. You can either have a Samasa or you can have a Vakya. Very simple. You can either say Sita Yaha Patihi Gacchati or say Sita Patihi Gacchati. So it says this is the Adhikara which makes all samasas as an option. Sarvopi samasaha vikalpyate. Arthate vakya rupayanapi prayogaha bhavati. Samasta padasyapi prayogaha bhavitum arhati. Vivaksham adhikarya. So depending on the vivaksha and the context and everything. So etat samarthya deva Prakinana Nitya Samasattvam. Now Panini is starting this Vibhasha Adhikara now. Vithiyadhyayasa Prathama Pade Ekadasham Sutram. So whatever was told till now, which is avyayam vibhakti samipa yavadavadharane suprathina matrathe akshasanaka samshasparina ete sarveti nitya samasaha. So the avyayi bhava which we covered till now is a nitya samasa. Because in case of avyayi bhava you cannot have krishnasya upa. That is why we use asvapada vigraha and we say krishnasya samipam. So hi upakrishnam iti nitya samasaha. You cannot use the words of the samasa separately in a vakya. Because the Vibhasha Adhikara starts after the avyayi, these four sutras, four or five sutras. The samasa given by those is a nitya samasa. Etat samasya deva prachinana. Nama itah purvam e samasaha uktaha. Avyayam vibhakti samipa samvithirithi ityadi sutrena. Yavad avadharane suprathina matrathe akshashalaka sankhyah parina. Ityanena e samasaha uktaha. Te sarveti nitya samasaha. So the major category of nitya samasa comes here. Even later there are some cases where there is a nitya samasa, but mostly all samasas are optional. Okay. So we'll move forward. Agrimam sutram, tatapurvam. There's an additional information. Panchika, the game of gambling which we're talking about, that particular game played with 5 days is called Panchika. Okay. Agrimam sutram, saptama prashne. Apapari bahiranjavah satisamaya. Padadvayam vidyate. Apapari bahis anju. There are four words indicated. These four words, panchamya. Namu panchamyante nakaha samasyante. Etani avyayani panchamyante nakaha va samasyante. Since the Vibhashadhikara started, we say it is a vikalpa. They combine optionally with panchamyanta. Naha avyayibhavaha. And that samasa will be an avyayibhava samasa. Naha apa. Apa iti avyayam. Panchamyantena samasyate. Apa vishnoho. Vishnoho iti panchamyantam. Apa iti avyayam. So apa vishnoho iti samasya krute. Apa vishnu iti rupam. Apa vishnu samsaraha. Varjanarthe apa iti avyayam. Here apa means varjana without vishnu. That is until vishnu there is samsara. Samsara, I mean vishnu is outside the samsara. The samsara does not include Vishnu. Apa Vishnu samsaraha. We have already seen this prayoga. Apa pari varjane. Ityanena karma pravartaniya samya. Apa has karma pravartaniya samya. Panchamyapang paridhi. Ityanena panchami vibhaktirapi bhavati tena yoge. So apa Vishnoho iti prayoga katham. Iti chete karaka prakaranam. Smaranyam. So, panchamyapankarihi ityanena panchami vibhaktihi. Apavishnohu iti laukikaha svapada vigraha. So, from now on, wherever the samasa is vikalpa, we will have svapada vigraha. That is, the same words of the samasa will be used in the vigraha vakya also. The vigraha vakya will have vibhakti, and the samasa pada is different. That's right. So, apavishnohu ityeva vigraha vakyam, laukika vigraha vakyam, alaukika vigraha vakyam, apa vishnu nati the panchami prasthaya and the samasta pada is apa vishnu. So if you look at the prakriya one, apa vishnu hu iti laukika vigraha vakyam. The next slide number 8. So shastriya vigraha athava alaukika vigraha apa vishnu nati iti bhavati. Apa padi vahiranja panchamya ityanena vinha samasaha. So samasya krute krita dhira samasa ashta ekshanena pratiparika samya. So pratiparika samya yam satya supor hatu pratiparika yoho ekshanena supaha luk bhavati. So you have apa vishnu atra kachya upasarjana samya apa pari vahiranta vaha panchamya ekshasti panchamya iti tritiya vibhaktavati apa pari vahiranta vaha iti prathama vibhaktav. So prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjana ekshanena apa ekshasti eva upasarjana samya atayeva tatyeva purva nipataha. So the word apa itself will be heard first. Apa vishnu iti samastam padam. There is no other karya which is happening. Suprakrayaha avyayad apsupaha ityanena suprakrayasya lopaha apa vishnu iti samastam padam. Okay. So the prakriya should be clear by now. So there is a question. It means that the say Avyayam Vibhakti Samhita is not an optional sutra. That is, you cannot have a Vakya with Krishna say Upa. Just like you are having say Vishnoho Apa here. This Vakya is correct. Vishnoho Apa iti Vakyam. Yatra Vishnoho iti Panchamyantam, Apa iti Avyayam. Tathati Vishnoho Apa iti Vakyam Shuddham. It is correct. Because this is not a Nitya Samasa, this is Vibhasha. If you go back to where you had say, Samiparthe Upa Ityasya Prayogaha, Krishnasya Upa Iti Vakyam Asadhu. You cannot use it in a Vakya. It has to be Upa Krishnam Iti Samasa Eva Sayoktavyaha, because it is a Nitya Samasa. Apa Vishnu, ityukte Vishnum Vina. Vishnum Varjayitva Ityartha. Apa Vishnu Samsaraha. So this Samsara is without, as it is not, Vishnu is not included in the Samsara. He is beyond Samsara. Apa Vishnu Samsaraha. Evam Pari Vishnu, Pari Vishnuho. Apa Pari ityukte. So Pari ityasyami Varjanarthe eva prayogaha. The same meaning. So, Pari Vishnu Samsaraha iti Samasaha, Pari Vishnoho iti Vakyam, Ubhayam Sathu. Bahirvanam, I'll come to that question later. So, now let's finish this. Bahirvanam, Bahirvanat. Bahirvanam iti samasaha, vanat bahihi iti vakyam, ubhayam bhavati. So, if you remember from Karaka Pravatkarana, asmadeva jnapakat bahiryoge panchami. How do we get panchami vibhakti in association with bahi is a question. For example, in case of apa or pari, we had a sutra which said panchamyapan paritihi, sayyoge panchami vibhakti bhavati. But there is no sutra, vibhakti vidhayaka sutra, it says bahishabda sayyoge panchami bhavati. But because Panini has given a samasa for bahi with a panchamyanta, naturally it follows that in association with the word bahihi, we should always use panchami vibhakti. Ataeva vanad bahihi iti vakyam, vichyaha vakyam api, bahirvanam iti samasaha. In the samasa, bahihi is always heard first, because it gets upasargana samanya and purvanipata. Evam anchu ityanena, asidhatuhu. So we saw again some prayogas in Karaka Prakana that there are avyayas which end in that anchu dhatu. Prak, pratyak, etc. They are all avyayas which end in anchu. So such avyayas they combine with a subanta, pragvanam, to the east of the forest. Iti samasaha pragvanat, vanat prag, iti vakyam, vijaha vakyam. So Anchu is Vibhatu, Anchu Gati Pujanayoho iti Dhatu. So the word Prak is derived from that Anchu Dhatu. Anyara Vitarathe Vichabda Anchu Sarapada Agahi Te iti Yoga Panchami. So this is all recollecting the Vibhakti Sutra. So Anchu Sarapada Yoga Panchami Vibhakti hi iti Sattvata. Asmat Anena Yoga Panchami Vibhakti hi Bhavati. Tena Panchami Antena Vikalpena Samataha. So we have Prakvanam. And you have Prangvanat. Okay. So then to questions. Yes, Apavishnu Samsaraha, Apavishnuhu Samsaraha, both are correct. That is the point of Mahavibhasha. It tells you that you can either use the Samastapada or the Vakya. Okay. So next question, Deepsarthe Anupadi Ityataya Samasaha Bhavativa Ityate Bhavati. Just like you have Prati Vriksham, you can have Anudinam. Anudinam is there. Dinam, dinam, anu. Anudinam is every day. Yes. Paridinam is there. So they can also have a samatha. Any other questions? Moving on, Dasamam पृष्ठम् आम् मर्यादाभिरिक्तोः इति अग्रिमं सूत्रम्। आम् मर्यादाभिरिक्तोः अपपरिबहिरञ्जनं पञ्चम्या इत्यतः पञ्चम्या इति अनुवर्तते। आम् पञ्चम्यन्तेन समस्यते, आम् इति अव्ययं पञ्चम्यन्तेन समस्यते मर्यादार्थे तथा अभिविद्यर्थे। एतयोः आम् एतयोः नाम मर्यादाभिविद्योः अर्थयोः विद्यमानम् आम् इति अव्ययं पञ्चम्यन्तेन सह विकल्पेन समस्यते सः विभावः। आमुक्ति संसारः आ मुक्तेः till mukti samsara exists till you get salvation. So maryada and abhividhi, so both of them mean until, but tena vina maryada tena saha abhividhi iti rule. So maryada means it will not include the limit that you are setting. So you are saying mukti mukti paryantam samsara ha ityukte mukti hi samsare na antarbhavati ityartha. तो मुक्ते है प्राग बिफोर मुक्ति संसार एंड एट मुक्ति इत्यर्थे आ मुक्ति संसार इति मर्यादार्थे आम इत्यव्ययम् मुक्ति पदेन सह समस्यते। आबालम हरिभक्ति ही तो इंक्लूडिंग चिल्ड्रन बालान अभी आरभ्य हरिभक्ति ही तो डिवोशन टू हरि देयर सम केस वेयर सम विलेज वेयर आबालम हरिभक्ति ही इवन द small children are devoted to Hari. So, atra abhividhihi iti uchyate. Tena saha abhividhihi. Abhividhi includes whatever you are saying. Means including the children, there is Hari, Hari Bhakti. Where a mukti is uchyate, muktim vartayitva, without mukti. Or excluding mukti, the samsara is there. Here, including balan. Balan arabhya Hari Bhakti. So, whether it is maryada or abhividhi, they based on context you have to decide. So a iti avyayam eshu atheshu vidyate. So tatra ubhayatra api samasah bhavati. So samase krute a mukti a balam iti samase akrute vakyam api bhavati. A muktehe panchamyantasya prayogaha. So a muktehe samsaraha a balebhyaha harisaktihi. So ubhayatra ang maryada vachane iti karma pravachaniyam पंचमी अपांग परिधि सूत्र है ना पंचमी विभक्ति भवति सत्यम आदिनम पठति एंड अभिविधि अभिव्याप्य द एंटायर डे इंक्लूडिंग द एंटायर डे आमात्रम इत्यादि प्रयोग इत्यादय प्रयोग अनेन एव साध्यते। अग्रिमं सूत्रम् 11th स्लाइड लक्षणेन अभिप्रति आभिमुख्ये लक्षणेन अभिप्रति आभिमुख्ये इति छेदः। अभिप्रति अभि एंड प्रति द टू अव्यय लक्षणेन चिह्नवाचिना लक्षणम् अगेन टू रिव्यू ऑल कॉन्सेप्ट्स यू लर्न्ड इन कारक लक्षण इज समथिंग दैट आइडेंटिफाइज एन आइडेंटिफायर लाइक से वृक्षम प्रति विद्योतते विद्युत यू आर ट्राइंग टू शो द लोकेशन ऑफ विद्युत लाइटिंग टू से नियर दैट ट्री द ट्री इज एन आइडेंटिफायर फॉर द विद्युत द आइडेंटिफाइंग फैक्टर इज कॉल्ड लक्षण अ चिन्ह अ सिंबल। सो अभी एंड प्रति दे कंबाइन विद अ चिन्ह वाचन विद अ लक्षण वाचक वर्ड प्रागवत प्रागवत नाम समास्यन्ते सह अव्ययीभावः दे हैव दे कंबाइन टू फॉर्म एन अव्ययीभाव समास। इन एडिशन आभिमुख्य द्योतकौ इन दिस केस द अभि एंड प्रति आल्सो इंडिकेट आभिमुख्य अभिमुख मींस टू गो टुवर्ड्स समथिंग टू मूव टुवर्ड्स समथिंग इज कॉल्ड अभिमुख। सो हियर बोथ सेंसेस आर देयर देयर इज लक्षण एंड देयर इज आल्सो अभिमुख्य दे इंडिकेट लक्षण दैट इज आइडेंटिफाइंग समथिंग and also towards it. Example is Abhyadni Shalabhaha Patanti. Shalabha is the firefly, not the firefly, it is the insect which moves towards fire. Shalabha, it is like during rainy season you have these insects which converge around fire or any light. So Abhyadni शलभाः अभ्यग्नि पतन्ति दे फॉल नियर अग्नि फायर सो दे आर मूविंग टुवर्ड्स फायर एंड दे आर आइडेंटिफाइड बाय फायर वेयर आर द इंसेक्ट्स इफ यू आस्क देम सो इट इज आइडेंटिफाइड बाय द फायर एंड दे आर मूविंग टुवर्ड्स फायर तस्मिन् अर्थे अभ्यग्नि शलभाः पतन्ति अग्निम् अभि यदा वाक्ये प्रयोगः तदा द्वितीया विभक्तिः कर्मप्रवचनीयसमये अस्ति अत्रापि अभिरभागे इति रक्षणार्थे अभेः कर्मप्रवचनीयत्वं कर्मप्रवचनीयस्य द्वितीया इति कृत्वा अग्निम् अभि इति द्वितीया विभक्तिः अभ्यग्नि इति समासः अग्निम् अभि इति वाक्यम् एवं प्रत्यग्नि अग्निं प्रति प्रत्यग्नि शलभाः पतन्ति अग्निं प्रति समानः अर्थः दे आर् मूविङ्ग् टुवर्ड्स् फयर् एण्ड् दे आर् ऐडेण्टिफैड् बिकास् बै द फयर् अभिगृहं गच्छामि इति इट्स् नाट् साधु बिकास् वेर् गृह इस् नाट् अ लक्षण अभिगृहम् अस्मि इफ् यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् इफ् यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् युवर् लोकेशन् वेर् आर् यू सो ऐ एम् नियर् द हौस् बिकास् यु आर् द हौस् इस् एन् ऐडेण्टिफैयर् फार् यू एण्ड् यु आर् फेसिङ्ग् द हौस् इत्यर्थे अभिगृहम् इत्यस्य प्रयोगः भवितुम् अर्हति गच्छामि इति तु न भवेत् इति भाति आबालगोपालं दरसंवरि यस् दट् इस् आल्सो अभिभावसमासः बालाश्च गोपालाश्च बिकास् कम्बैन् बाला एण्ड् गोपाल सो एण्ड् देन् बालगोपालान् बालगोपालेभ्यः आ इति भवति आबालम् इत्यत्र अमादेशः तस्य पञ्चम्याम् आबालेभ्यः इति भवति सो बट् टु मेक् अ पञ्चमी औट् आफ् दट् यु केन् डु थियोरिटिकलि यु हेव् से द पञ्चमी आफ् द समास आबालं विल् नाट् हेव् आबालेभ्यः बिकास् यु हेव् टोल्ड् अर्लियर् अव्यय इट् इस् एन् अव्यय अव्यय डु नाट् हेव् बहुवचनं सो आबालात् इत्येव भवति यदि समासादपि यदि पञ्चमी विभक्तिः क्रियते तदापि आबालात् इत्येव भवति आबालेभ्यः इति न भवति विग्रहवाक्ये एव आबालेभ्यः इति प्रयोगः ओके सो आबालेभ्यः केन् अकर् ओन्लि इति विग्रहवाक्य समासे कृते तस्मात् पञ्चमीविभक्तौ कृतायामपि आबालात् इत्येव भवति इति एकः अंशः एण्ड् दर् इस् द सेकेण्ड् पायिण्ट् इस् ऐ मीन् एक्स्पाण्डिङ्ग् दिस् वेर् एवर् देर् मैट् बि केसस् वेर् your samasta pada and vigraha vakya may not have a bheda in rupa it is just sejimuta seva swagata eva tatra bheda na drishyate samase krute akruteva kintu bheda asti is bheda in many certain levels there is a bheda in a number of words and there is a bheda in the order if it is a vakya you can change the order of words samase tatha na bhavati svare vyatyaha bhavati So there are many other changes which are associated with samasa and not just rupa bheda. Avalat hari bhaktihi iti na bhavati. I mean, avalat iti panjami, if you are using it as a samasta pada, hari bhaktehe, if it is a visheshana to hari bhakti, I mean, there should be a reason for using a panjami there. आबालात् आबालं हरिभक्तिः इत्युक्ते एव वेर् इस् हरिभक्ति इन्क्लूडिङ्ग् आल् द इवन् चिल्ड्रन् इत्यर्थः समस्तपदात् पञ्चमी यदि करणीया तर्हि तत्र अर्थे विशेषः भवेत् थियोरिटिकलि द रूपा इस् करेक्ट् आबालात् इति साधु किन्तु कस्मिन् अर्थे तस्य प्रयोगः इति चिन्तनीयम् Why are you adding panchami to the samasta pada? What do you, what is the vivaksha for adding panchami? Prathama tu pratipadika arthe prathama bhavati. Panchami iti chet kimartham. Kasyam vivakshayam panchami bhavati iti chintaniya. प्रक्रिया दृष्ट्या सा शब्द दृष्ट्या आबालात् इति साधु. आबालात् means including children. That is all it means. Including children by dhvani, it means when children themselves are devoted, the adults are also. Okay. So it does not directly say even in children, it says including children. So the extra meaning you get is all dhvani. It is not vachyat. अग्रिमं सूत्रं स्लाइड अनुः यत् समया अनुः यत् समया छेदः लक्षणेन प्रत्याभिमुख्ये इत्यतः लक्षणेन इति अनुवर्तते. सो अनु इति अव्ययं लक्षणेन समस्यते. द सेम थिंग अव्यय अनु इज कंबाइंड विद द वर्ड विच इंडिकेट लक्षण एन आइडेंटिफायर. इन एडिशन देयर इज वन एक्स्ट्रा मीनिंग विच इज देयर यत् समया. समय नाम समीपे इत्यर्थः. समीपार्थकः समया इत्यव्ययम्. यं पदार्थं समया द्योत्यते. सो द प्रीवियस् केस् इस् इण्डिकेटेड् आभिमुख्य टुवर्ड्स् समथिङ्ग्. हियर् इट् इण्डिकेट्स् नियर् समथिङ्ग्. सो वेन् अनु कम्बैन्स् वित् लक्षणवाचक अ वर्ड् इट् इण्डिकेट्स् एन् ऐडेण्टिफैयर् एण्ड् इट् हेस् द अडिशनल् मीनिङ्ग् आफ् नियर्. यत् यं पदार्थं समय नियर् समथिङ्ग् एण्ड् ऐडेण्टिफैड् बै इट् इत्यर्थे अनु इत्यस्य सुबन्तेन सह समासः भवति. अनुवनम् अशनिः प्रतः. अशनिः नाम विद्युत् लैट्निङ्ग्. अनुवनं कुत्र इत्युक्ते वनम् इट् इस् नियर् इट् इस् ऐडेण्टिफैड् बै द वन एण्ड् इट् वेण्ट् आर् इट् ट्रक् वेरि क्लोस् टु द फारेस्ट्. अनुवनं वनस्य समीपं गतः. So you can identify it by a forest even when it is far away. I mean, when you are looking from far away, you can identify the lightning from the forest. But when you are saying this anuvanam, when you are making the samasa indicates that the lightning also struck very close to the forest. So chinham api asti, lakshanartha katvam api asti, samivartha katvam api asti. Dhyam atra anuvanam iti samasena yasyate. अनुमानम् अशनिर्गतः वनस्य समीपं गतः इत्यर्थः. अनुचितं रामः गतः थियोरिटिकलि करेक्ट्. ऐ मीन् ही इफ् यु आर् ऐडेण्टिफैङ्ग् राम वेर् इस् राम इति प्रश्ने सः सीतायाः सो वेर् एवर् सीता द लोकेशन् फार् ऐडेण्टिफैयर् फार् राम इस् सीता एण्ड् दट् he went near Sita. So kevalam sitaya samipam gataha ityarthe na bhavati. That is what you should keep in mind, that anusitam does not indicate just that Rama went near Sita. There should also be lakshanartha. That is, the Sita should be the identifier for Rama's location. Tadaiva anusitam gataha iti prayogaha bhavitumarhati. Na kevalam samipyarthe. Anusitam gataha does not just mean Rama went near Sita, as in he passed by close to Sita. It also means, I mean, if you are making samasa using anuvyasamaya, it also means that there should be a lakshanarthaka. That Sita is a lakshana. Lakshana means identifier. If you are asking where is Rama, ati prashne, if you intend Sita as the identifier of Rama's location, लक्षणार्थकत्वम् अपि भवेत् सामीप्यार्थकत्वम् अपि भवेत् तदैव अनुर्यसमय इत्यनेन समासः भवति. इफ् यु जस्ट् मीन् इट् इस् दट् इस् वट् यु अनुवनम् अशनिर्गतः इत्यत्र वनं लक्षणमेव. यु आर् यूसिङ्ग् वन एस् अ लक्षण वैड् प्लेस्. हौ डु यु टेल् वेर् इस् लैटिङ्ग् वेर् डस् लैटिङ्ग् स्ट्रैक् इट् स्ट्रैक्स् इन् द स्कै. यु आर् ट्रैन् टु शो सम्बडी Where was the lightning? Okay. So you are using vana as a lakshana for indicating the position of the lightning. Okay. Next one, slide 13. Yasya cha ayamaha. అను ఇది అనువర్తతే లక్షణేన అభిప్రతియాహి ముఖ్యేతః లక్షణేన ఇది అనువర్తతే అనువ్యస్తమయాచ్చతః అనుః ఇత్యర్థే అనువర్తతే. సో ది సేమ్ అవ్యయ అను ఇట్ కంబైన్స్ విత్ ద లక్షణ వాచక అతువంత విచ్ ఇండికేట్స్ లక్షణం. అండ్ హియర్ ద అడిషనల్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ ఆయామ. ఆయామ ఇస్ ద దైర్ఘ్య. దైర్ఘ్య ద లెంగ్త్ ఆర్ ద విస్తార ఆఫ్ సంథింగ్. యస్య దైర్ఘ్యం అనునా ద్యోత్యతే తేన లక్షణభూతేన అనుసమస్యతే. సో ఇట్ ఇండికేట్స్ ద మీనింగ్స్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ హియర్ ఆర్ లక్షణ అండ్ అడిషనలీ దైర్ఘ్య. ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇస్ అనుగంగం వారాణసి. వారాణసి లైస్ అలాంగ్ ద బ్యాంక్స్ ఆఫ్ గంగా. సో వేర్ ఇస్ వారాణసి? ద ఆన్సర్ ఇస్ అలాంగ్ ద గంగా. సో గంగా ఇది లక్షణం. ఇట్ ఇస్ అన్ ఐడెంటిఫైయర్ ఫర్ వారాణసి. ఇన్ అడిషన్ వెన్ యు సేయింగ్ అనుగంగం, ఇట్ మీన్స్ వారాణసి లైస్ అలాంగ్ ద గంగా యాజ్ లాంగ్ ఎస్ ద గంగా ఈజ్. ఇట్స్ అన్ ఎగ్జాజరేషన్ ఆబ్వియస్లీ. వారాణసి ఇస్ నాట్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ ఎస్ ద గంగా, బట్ యు ఆర్ సేయింగ్ దట్ in that particular stretch, so for as long as you have the river Ganga flowing, tathaiva Varanasi is as long. Dairghyam api dyotyate. Ganga dairghya sadrisha dairghya upalakshita. So Varanasi is identified by Ganga, and also the length of Varanasi is being told that it is as long as the Ganga. It might not be exactly true. I mean, Varanasi is not as long as the Ganga. But Anugangam Varanasi ityasya vakyasya sayeva arthaha. It lies all along the Ganga. It's very huge. Ityasya prayogaha. Gangayaha anu iti vakyasya prayogaha bhavati. Adhyam Sutram 14th place. Tishkadu Prakhati Nita. ఏదాని నిపాస్యంతే. సో సూత్రం చెప్తే పాణిని తిష్టదు ప్రభతిని. ప్రభతి సర్వాదీని తిష్టదు ప్రభతిని ఎక్సెట్ర. పాణిని యూజ్ ఫర్ గణ. దర్ ఆర్ క్లాసెస్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్ విత్ ఇన్ దట్ అధ్యాయ. హి సే సంథింగ్ అప్లైస్ ఫర్ దిస్ క్లాస్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్ ఇత్యుక్తే ఇది వదతి. సో తిష్టదు ప్రభతిని. సో హియర్ తిష్టదు అండ్ అదర్స్ కిం అవేయ సమాసాః. So here, in this particular gana or class of words, Panini is just giving a set of words, which he says are avibhava samasa. He does not say this word will combine with this word. Asya padasya anena saha samasaha ityari kimupi nochyate. Kevalam samastam padam eva jiyate. He just gives a combined word and says it is avibhava. Etani nipatyante. So this is called a nipatana. There is a difference between nipata and nipatana. Nipataha iti samya. Sadrishara nipataha iti hikrutya. Mahunam radhanam nipata samya diyate. Nipatanam nama sitha prakriyasya nirdeshaha nipatanam. There are many cases in Astadhyayi where Panini does not go into the prakriya. I mean, he generally has to give prakriya, prakriti, prakriya, etc. But what he gives is, he gives a ready-made word. And says, take this word. This word is correct. Siddha prakriyasya nirdeshaha. Prakriya siddha. Prakriya is already ready and he is giving a ready-made word. That is called nipatana. Why he does nipatana? There are several reasons. There are some cases where, I mean, if you are telling a sutra can achieve a particular karya. So in case of some words which are very special words, they don't fall into the general category. Yeah, there might be many different things which are different from a normal word. So in that case, instead of creating separate sutra for each of them and saying, okay, this for this word, this particular karya will happen, he just directly gives a ready-made word and say, take this and use it. So, sadrishani padani santi, ishtadhu prabhatini, avibhava samase antarbhavanti. They are all avibhavas. So tishthadgu iti prasamam padam. The first word of this class is tishthadgu. Korthaha tishthanti gavaha yasmin kale. That time during which cows are standing. Standing is it, they are neither sitting nor sleeping. They are standing. Nama dohana kalaha. It is the time of milking the cows. Tishthadgu is it, dohana kalaha. Tishthanti gavaha yasmin kale iti asthaha. कथं प्रक्रिया इति पश्यामः. तिष्ठन्ति गो इति शब्दयोः समासः. एक्चुअल वर्ड कंबाइनिंग हियर तिष्ठन्ति इत्युक्ते शत्रन्त. तिष्ठन् तिष्ठन्ति तिष्ठत् लाइक पठन् पठन्ति पठत् सो यू हैव तिष्ठन् एंड तिष्ठन्ति. Okay, the Shatru Pratyaya here itself is a Nipatana. It is normally you do not get Shatru Pratyaya in such cases. So because the Panini has told Tishthadbu as the final word, Tishthadbu Prabhati Nishayantyanena, Tishthanti iti Shatram Satya, Go iti Shabdayanataha Samasaha. Okay. So the Samasa Vidhayaka Sutra is Tishthadbu Prabhati Nishayantyanena Samasaha. ప్రాతిపదికత్వం అండ్ సిన్స్ దిస్ ఇస్ అవ్యయీభావ సిన్స్ పాణిని ఇస్ గివింగ్ దిస్ అండర్ ద అధికార ఆఫ్ అవ్యయీభావ దిస్ గెట్స్ అవ్యయ సమయ అవ్యయీభావన అవ్యయత్వం భవతి సుపోధాతు ప్రాతిపదికయోః ఇత్యనేన సుబ్లుక్ ది సుబ్ ఇస్ డిలీటెడ్ యు హావ్ తిష్ఠంతి గో ధన్యహార కార్య విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పుంవద్భావ ప్రతి పుంవద్భావ లేటర్ ఆన్ ఇన్ ద సమాస పుంవద్భావ ఇస్ వేర్ The word takes on the form of a pullinga word. If there is a strilinga word, say, for example, you have dirgha rajuhu in a karmadhare samasa, a long one. So it becomes dirgha rajuhu. Dirgha is a strilinga word. It takes on the form of a pullinga word and becomes dirgha rajuhu. So that is a standard example of pumbadhava. Similarly, tishthanti takes the pullinga form and becomes tishthati. Okay? So tishthati, go, iti bhavati. గోత్రియోర్ ఉపసర్జనస్య యూ హావ్ ద వర్డ్ గో అప్రధాన హియర్ ఉపసర్జనత్వాత్ హ్రస్వ హ్రస్వ ఫర్ ఓకార ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ ఉ సో యూ హావ్ తిష్ఠత్ గో సకారస్య దృష్ట్యేన తిష్ఠత్ గో అస్మాత్ సుప్రత్యయః క్రియతే సిన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అన్ అవ్యయీభావ వాట్ ఇస్ ద పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ మేకింగ్ దిస్ అన్ అవ్యయీభావ సమాస ఇస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ గెట్స్ అవ్యయసమ్య అవ్యయసమ్యాయాః తత్వాత్ అవ్యయాదాప్తుపః ఇత్యనేన సుబ్లుక్ సో తిష్ఠత్ గో ఇది అవ్యయం. You have an avyaya, which means the time in which the cows are milked. Tishthadbu. Okay? Dohana kalaha. Ityarthaha. So now, Panini does not give any of these prakriya. He just says tishthadbu. Iti padam. Avyayibhava samase antarbhavati. So this is, in this case, the nipatana, that is including it as a nipatana is not very, I mean, it has only one karya, which is having a samasa. So that's the question of the question. Mama syutaha, nipatana syutaha. Is it there? Siddhayadakam ityarthe ready-made ityarthe prayogaha. Well, it is not... acceptable probably because nipatana is used always in the particular context of vyakarana. Siddha prakriya, where the prakriya is siddha. It is not just something which is siddha. Coming to the another example, ayati gavam, iti bhinam. So in the same class of words, he has also introduced ayati gavam. So there are several karyas. If you look at the prakriya, for this whatever is marked in red, it is not possible to get that karya by any other sutra. So in all such cases, what we do in a nipatana is, we use the same sutra for different karyas. Because it is a nipatana. What matters here is the final word and not the eager prakriya. So wherever there is a gap in prakriya, we fill it up with the same sutra. So ayati gavamityasya kortaha, ayatyaha gavaha yasmin kale. That time at which the cows come home. That time is called Ayati Gavam. So we start the same way. Ayati iti Shatra Pratyayantam Tasma Jis. Ayatyaha iti. Ayati Jis Go Jis iti. Alokita Vigrahamakyam. Tishthadbu Prabhati Nishayakyanena Samasaha. So you have Pratiparikatva and you delete the Suprasaya. Becomes Ayati Go. Now, just like tishthad go, which is the kumbadhavaha krutaha, atrapi kumbadhavaha prapnoti. Actually, there should be kumbadhava. But there is no kumbadhava because Panini has indicated ayati gavam as the form. Atayeva, anena sutrena kumbadhava virahaha. We say because of the same sutra, there is no kumbadhava. Kumbadhavaha na bhavati. And then there is a pratyaya added to the end of a samasa. There is a set of pratyayas called samasanta, which we will see later. Samasasya ante kechana pratyayaha bhavanti. So now this word ayati go will have a pratyaya called touch, which is akara as a pratyaya. And there is no other sutra which gives this samasanta pratyaya. So we use the tishtadgu prabhati nita ityanenaiva samasanta pratyaya api bhavati. Ayati go a iti jatam. Ejo evayavaha ityanena avadeshe. Ayati gava. Supratyaya kriyate navei bhava natam parantamyaha iti avadeshaha. So yaha ayati gavam as the final form. Okay. So working out this prakriya is only for your knowledge. But Panini is not particular about what prakriya you are doing. He just says there is a final word. Ayati gavam. Iha shatradeshaha kumbadhava virahaha samasantasya nipasyate. So because of nipatana itself, we are getting shatradesha for ayati. We are getting kumbadhava viraha. There is no kumbadhava. There is a samasanta prakriya. There is an avinibhava samasa happening. All this put together to get the ready-made word. So there are such words. Sishtarku Prabhati Nita includes several words. This is Avinibhava Samasa, but you don't have things to explain. I mean, it is not an Avyaya combining with something else and all. All those are also included under Avinibhava Samasa. And you can notice here that this is Anyapadartha Pradhana. Tishthanti gavaha yasmin kale. It refers to some kala. Okay. So, this is an example of an avyayi bhava samasa, which is anyapadartha pradhana. Even though we say prayena, the word is operative there. Prayena purva padartha pradhana avyayi bhavaha, not always. So, striyaha pumbadhavaha. Kumbadhava is generally seen in Karmadharaya and Bahubhi. Wherever there is Samanadhikarana. They say that both words are in the same vibhakti. So that happens in Karmadharaya and Bahubhi. So in that case, we have Kumbadhava. Prayena Karmadharaya Samate, Bahubhi Samate, Kumbadhava Bhavati. So here also we have Samanadhikaranya. Sishamjaha Gavaha. Both of them are in the same vibhakti. So we have Kumbadhava. Moving on. Slide 17. Pare madhye shashyava iti sutram. Para madhye shabdhau shashyante nataha va samasyate. So the word para, it indicates the other bank. And madhya, it indicates middle. Both of these shashyante nataha samasyate. They combine with the shashi vibhaktyanta. Vedantatvanja anayohu nipasyate. And they also become ekaranta. Actually the word para is akaranta, madhya is also akaranta. Kintu yada shashyantena saha samasaha bhavati, tada edam tattvam, ekaranta tattvam, api anena pare madhye iti uktasmat bhavati. So pakshe shashti tatpurushaha. So you notice pare madhye shashya va iti uchyate. So it means shashyantena saha anayo samasaha vikalpena bhavati. So why is he saying va? Because we already have Mahavibhasha, right? Mahavibhasha ya vakyam bhavatyeva. We already have a vakya. So why does he say vakya is for a samasa vikalpa. It is not just to say that this avinibhava samasa is vikalpa. There are two samasas which can happen here. First thing, avinibhava bhavati. Pakshe avinibhavasya abhave shashti tatpurusha samasaha api bhavati. Shashti iti sutrena Shashti samasaha bhavati. So, when both of them don't happen, there is a vakya. There are three forms if they are happening here. So, an example, look at the example. Pare gangat anaya. Gangayaha param. Iti vigraha vakyam. So, when you do avibhava samasa, pare gangam. Iti bhavati. Prathamavarto pare gangam. So, if you are making it panchami, pare gangat anaya. Iti avibhava samasaha. Ganga parat, gangayaha param, ganga param iti shashti tatpurushaha. Like sidayah patihi, sita patihi. So tasma danaya, ganga para danaya. The two samasas and mahavibhashaya vakyamati. You can also have a vakya, gangayaha parat. So there are three forms which are here. Ekam tu avibhava samasaha. Pare madhye shashchava iti sutrena avibhava samasaha yada bhavati. Tada pare ityasya purva nipataha. Because it is prathama vibhakti. Shashcha iti tritiya vibhakti. So pare ityasya purva nipate pare gangam iti prathama vibhakta rupam. Pare gangat iti rupam. So we are making, when there is no avibhava, we have a shashchi tatpurusha. Shashchi iti sutrena shashchi tatpurusha. Gangayaha param. Ganga param. Tasmat Ganga Parat. So you have another samasa, this is Ganga Parat. And you also have a vigraha vakya, which is Ganga Yaha Parat. All three are correct. Similarly, Madhye Gangat, Ganga Madhya, Ganga Yaha Madhya. Madhye Gangat ityatrapi, Ganga Yaha Madhya ityeva vigraha, Ganga Madhya ityatrapi, sayeva vigraha. You have a vakya. You can have two kinds of samasa. Ekam tu avibhava samasa. Aparam shashchi tatpurusha samasa. So this can be the pare samudram or whatever. Wherever you go. Madhye nagaram. Madhye margam. Madhye margam asmi. Was one common prayoga. You can also say marga madhye. Margasya madhye asmi. This is also correct. Pare is bhinnam padam na. It is the word para itself. It becomes ekaranta when it is a part of avibhava samasa. The same word. It is not a different word. Same word. When it is part of the avibhava samasa, it gets ekaranta. Anyway, because the Pani himself says Pare Madhye. He does not say Para Madhyau. If it was just Para Shabda, he would have said Para Ityetata, Madhya Ityetata, Sushyantena Samaskrita. Pani, by the same sutra, that's why he says Nipatana. Nipatana is always the same sutra. So, by this same sutra, we say it gets Ekaranta. Shishita Purusha is Ganga Param. You can have all vibhaktis for that. Ganga Param, Ganga Param, Ganga Parena, Ganga Parat, Ganga Paraya, Ganga Parat, Ganga Parasya, etc. Ganga Para is the Shishita Purusha. Pare Ganga is the Prathamata Purusha. Pare, Para means the other side. The other bank. Parangata. It means he is the other bank of faith. We are assuming knowledge there. So he has crossed that entire ocean and he has reached the other side. It's called Parangataha. Atrimam Sutram, 18th place. Sankhya Vamshena. There are two kinds of family. Family itself is of two kinds. I mean, this is a unique thing which is there in our culture and probably not elsewhere. Vidyaya Janmanasa. You identify yourself through your family, Janma, birth, which is always there. Kintu Vidyaya Vamshaha is a very unique concept. Your Guru Parampara and yourself itself is another Vamsha. You belong to that Vamsha. So, which is sometimes which identifies you better than what you were born into. So even today in Sanskrit you have, like, they don't ask other details. They ask whom did you learn from. It has a very great significance in our. So Vidyaya Janmanasa. So there are two kinds of Vamshas. So Tatra Bhavaha Vamshyaha. Vamshyaha is somebody who belongs to your Vamsha. I mean to any Vamsha. So it can be either to your Janma Vamsha, as in your dynasty through your birth, or the dynasty through your knowledge, the Guru Parampara. So in either case, Vamshya is somebody who belongs, people who belong to the same vamsha, they are all vamshyaha. So tatvachina saha sankhya va samasyate. So sankhya vachaka word, a word that indicates number, will combine. Sankhya vachaka shabdaha vamshena saha samasyate. Vau muni vamshyau. So there are two sages who belong to the same vamsha. Same vidya vamsha or janma vamsha. So in that case, dvau iti sankhyavachakasya, muni ityanena samase, dvimuni iti avibhava samasaha. Dvimuni is could be vyakaranasya. So if vyakarana has two stages, I mean, popularly paniniya vyakarana is the next one. Trimuni vyakaranam is what we say. For our vyakarana, for paniniya vyakarana, you have three stages in the dynasty. You have Pani, Katsayana and Patanjali. So Trimuni Vyakaranasya. So when you're saying Trimuni, Igraha, Trayaha, Munayaha is the Vikraha. But it means that it is not just three different stages. They all belong to the same parampara and they represent the same tradition. That is the Vivakshara. When you're saying Trimuni Vyakaranasya, you're not treating those three stages as different individuals. They all represent the same philosophy, the same sattva. They all belong to the same parampara, is what it indicates. That is why vamshyena, where the munis belong to the same parampara or vamsha. Same thing as munitrayam. Munitrayam ityatra bhinnam bhinna samasaha, svatra vivaksha bhinna. So trimuni vyakaranasya. For vyakarana, there are three stages to form a dynasty. Vidya tadvatam abheda vivakshayam. So trimuni vyakaranasya iti sadhu. That is vyakarana shastrasya trimuni. There are three stages who form its dynasty. Okay. Kintu vidya tadvatam abheda vivakshayam. Vyakaranasya trimuni. You are separating vyakarana and you are separating the stages. Okay. When you say that vidya, a knowledge and tadvatam, vidyavatam, and the people who study this knowledge, abheda vivakshayam, they are the same. When you don't intend to convey that there is no bheda between Vyakarana Shastra and those stages themselves. Trimuni Vyakaranam. You have a Kamanadhikarana Prayoga. It's not Vyakaranasya Trimuni. Vyakarana itself is Trimuni. So there is an abheda. You're saying those three stages themselves are Vyakarana. Vyakarana is those three stages and the thoughts are represented by them. Ekavimshati Bharadvajam. So that is an example of Vidyaya Vamshaha. Panini, Katayana, Patanjali, they did not belong to the same dynasty by birth. By the Shastra, by their Parampara. Then Vidyaya, Sesham, Ekaha, Vamshaha. Ekavimshati Bharadvajam. Ekavimshati Bharadvajaha. All of them born in the dynasty of Bharadvaja. Janmana, Vamshaha. Tada, Ekavimshati, iti Sankhyamatakasya. Bharadvaja, so a set of 21 people, all of whom belong to the Bharadvaja Gotra or the Vamsha. Agrimam Sutram, 19th slide, Nadibhishta. Trimurti Sangeetam, you can also use it in that context when you're saying Carnatic music, which is well, given by three Jagarajas, Dikshita and Sharma Shastri. It is possible to use it in that context. Nadi Bhishta Sutram Sankhya Vamshena Ajyataha Sankhya Iti Anuvartate Nadi Bhihi Saha Sankhya Pravrata. So Sankhya, the number, combines with river, word which indicates the river, Pragvati. That is, it forms the samasa and that samasa is abhibhava. Samaharecha ayamishyate iti vaktikam. So, samaharathaha api gamyate. Samaharathe sanghyavachakam padam nadi nadinam namabhihi saha samasyate with the names of rivers. Sapta gangam. Saptanam ganganam samaharaha. So, this should actually have been dvigu samasa. But because of this sutra, you're having an abhibhava instead of vibhu. Saptanam ranganam samaharaha sapta gangam iti abhibhava samasaha. Sapta ranga iti bhavati. Vostriyo patarjana cheti hrasvaha. So, sutra cheti amadeshaha. Sapta gangam. Dvi yamunam. Dvayoho yamunayoho samaharaha. To indicate all the tributaries of the river together. So, a very simple one. And the last sutra which gives abhibhava samasa, anyapadarthe ca samyayam. Anyapadarthe vidyamanam subantam nadibhihi saha samasyate nityam samasyate samyayam. Now, the word sankhya is gone. It is not sankhya vachaka. Any subanta nadibhihi iti anuvartate. Nadivachakena shabdena saha samasyate. Samyaya, when it indicates samya, samya is a proper noun, a name of something. Okay. So, let's see the example first and then come back. Unmatta gangam is thirsty. Unmatta gangam nama deshaha. There is a certain country which is called Unmatta Ganga. Okay. So, samya vidyate, asya abhibhava samasaha api asti. Kintu ayam nitya samasaha. So you cannot actually split the meaning. Actually is Unmatta Ganga Yatrasaha. It is a country where Ganga, the river Ganga, flows as if Unmatta. Flows crazily or flows very unevenly. It yathakaha anvarthanama. So it's an anvarthanama, but it is still a samya. So he says, Vibhashadhikareti. Even though this comes under Vibhashadhikara, Vakyena samya anamagamate. If you split it up into a Vakya, you cannot treat it as a name. Unmatta Ganga Yasya Saha or Yasmin Saha iti yadi uchyate tada nama iti na jnayate. Always if you have a vidyaha vakya, you cannot have a samya. A name is always a name. Unmatta Gangam iti nama stavadeva. Vakyena samya na jnayate. Ataha iha nitya samasaha. We call it as a nitya samasa. We do not give a vidyaha vakya. Unmatta Gangam iti samyayaha eva prayogaha. So how was it derived? It was derived through abhibhava samasa. Anya padarthe. Samyayam unmatta iti subantam ganga iti nadivasikena saha samasyate saha abhibhavaha iti padasya nishpatthihi bhavati hintu vigrahavakyam nadiyate. Since it is a nitya samasa, we do not try to split it because it is a samya. Always that is the rule. If it is a samya vachaka, if it is a name, you prakriya tu bhavati kintu vigraha na diyate. Lohita gangam is another place. Okay. So all of you have nitya samasa is not given by this. Since we told it is given by Mahavibhasha. Since the Vibhasha starts before that is nitya samasa. It is the standard rule. This comes under Vibhasha adhikara. So this should not have been a nitya samasa actually. But since Panini says samyayam, it is यथा उच्यते वाक्येन सम्या न अवगम्यते इत्यतः नित्य समासः. दिस पर्टिक्युलर समास गिवन बाय दिस पर्टिक्युलर सूत्र इज नित्य समास बिकॉज इट इज अ संज्ञा. नित्य समास इज बिकॉज इट शुड बी अ सम इट इज अ संज्ञा दैट्स ऑल. अदरवाइज इट कुड हैव बीन अ यूजुअल समास. सो दिस फ्रॉम स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम अभिभावश्च अव्ययम् विभक्ति समीप एतत् सूत्र पर्यन्तम् अव्ययीभाव समासः उच्यते पाणिना. सो ऑल द सूत्रास रिलेटेड टू अव्ययीभाव, ऑल सूत्रास कमिंग अंडर दिस अधिकार आर कॉल्ड अव्ययीभाव, विल बी अव्ययीभाव समासः. ओके. द्वियमुनम् विचार द टू यमुनास आई हैव नो आइडिया एक्चुअली अनफॉर्चुनेटली. आई मीन फॉर अबाउट गंगा देयर आर सेवन. It is told even in the Ramayana. It even gives seven different names of Ganga. Ganga flows as seven. So Yamuna flowing as two, I don't know actually which are the two Yamunas. No idea. Need to look into some reference. Okay. But this is not Atra Vibhava Samasridhayakani Sutrani Adhitani. But this is not the end of Avibhava Prakarana. There is just some more, a very small part left in Avibhava, where we study the Samasanta Prasaya. If it is okay with you, can we have a class tomorrow morning? tomorrow morning my time. This is Indian time, Monday morning. It will probably be Sunday evening for whoever is in the US. This is a very small part and I want to finish it off this week if possible. So if we can have the same class, as in 6 o'clock, 6 to probably 7 or 7:30 tomorrow, and finish off a wee bhava, and I'll try to say, give some introduction to Bahuvrihi. Somebody was asking, and it won't be a very detailed one, just a very brief overview of what is Bahuvrihi and what is happening there for your assignment. So we can finish that. After that, as I have informed you, there will be a break of classes. I'll probably resume in sometime mid-March. I'll let you know when classes will resume. So after that, we'll cover Tatpurusha, whatever is required for this. So Shvaha, Asminena Samayi, Shadvadane, as in 6 o'clock IST, 6 a.m. IST, is whatever time you are attending classes. No, on Saturday and Sunday the same. I mean, on Friday evening and Saturday evening probably for the others. Now, at the same time we'll have a class. So there's a question in between. Anya padarthe nadi vasitenaiva samasaha. This sutra also applies only, I mean, the nadi vasita has to be the uttara pada. So I think,